This is John Batchelor speaking with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft about the Global South and how, in general, it has stayed back from the Ukraine conflict, from choosing sides. Anatole explains why and what would happen if the U.S. wanted the Global South to come in on the side of Ukraine, what would be necessary. Here's Anatole.
Well, it really needs to listen to them, but what they have to say is not welcome in Washington because they essentially want a compromise peace as early as possible. Most of them involving, you know, a ceasefire along the existing battle lines. And Antony Blinken argued strongly against that in Finland just last week. So it's not quite clear what, in fact, you can talk to the Global South about. I mean, certainly in the case of India, I've heard people say, and also African representatives, sure, you know, we'll give up Russian oil and gas, and in the case of Africa, food, if you can guarantee us the same supplies at the same price. In other words, you know, if we're to give up Russian grain, we want subsidized US grain. If we were to give up Russian oil, we want guarantees of US and Gulf oil at the same price that we're buying Russian oil at. Well, of course, the United States can't give such guarantees. And the response is, well, look, I mean, you have never on any occasion sacrificed, you know, your economic well-being or your important national interests for us. Why on earth should we sacrifice ours for you?
I'm John Batchelor.